Sing to the Savior a song of praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. Trust in his might, walk in his light. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are his wonders and grand his ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heavens shall reign,
Jesus shall reign. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Suffering man, worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord. Sing to the God of eternity, come let us worship the Lord. He is a king, rise up and sing, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Victor of Calvary, come let us worship the Lord.
Honor the Son,
Jesus has won. Come let us worship, worship the Lord.
Let us worship the Lord,
worship the Lord. Come let us worship the Lord.
Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice.
Come let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
And welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what is our obligation to the poor? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the prophet Isaiah, and he'll be now in Isaiah chapter 15. The Wednesday evening prayer service, beginning at 7 p.m., will feature the reading of the book of Ezra, chapters 7 and 8. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. And there's a insert in your bulletin concerning the fellowship luncheon this coming Sunday, which we want to call your attention to that. Our scripture reading for today printed in your bulletin is a Psalm of David, Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Brother Olivas now will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Good morning, once again, great to see y'all. Number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Shall rise to thee, holy,
You turn your hymnals to 291. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Go ahead and please stand and turn to 383. Follow, I will follow thee.
Wonderful, please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are reminded of the scripture in Psalm 7 in verse 17 that the Bible said, we will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord most high. And Father, just we did that. We sing praises to the might and to the power and to the love of our amazing God. Father, we as a church body are delighted again to open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California, the airways of KKMC Radio across the Southern California and the Central California, and then the doors of the internet across the world. And we are grateful for so many people in so many states who listen to our broadcast as part of their life, as part of their worshiping service with God. We thank you for each one of them, and we thank you for their support and the kindness in sending us offerings in a way that shows their love to us for feeding them and teaching them to praise the living God. Lord, we have different activities in the church from people, and some of them, like Tricia, is driving tomorrow from Georgia back home, and we pray that you guide that car all the way from the state of Georgia to the state of California until the Laurels get again to see their daughter. And Father, we pray for those who need the touch of mercy and your healing power for healing many, Mildred Plica, Elizabeth Nash. Lord, she mentioned to me yesterday that she had a lot of pain and difficulties on the rehab for walking again. For Romulo Noriel, for Jesse Dickinson, Kim Staskus, and also for Dr. McCormick. Lord, thank you to see him stronger. And thank you for those who take care of him. And we pray that you bless them. It's not easy to assist an elderly person, but Father, bless them with love so that the love of God will dwell in Dr. McCormick's heart and those who are working with him. Lord, for Mike Murphy, one of our deacons who has severe pain, and we pray for his recovery. And Lord, we praise you, the Lord, for Ann Peretto, who is here today with us. Thank you, Father, for those who need the touch of thy care. Lord, our missionaries are active. Carol and Ruth Knott, and I'm working with him to get him in church on September. So, Father, this is a good man in Spain, and we hope to make all the arrangements. For Eusebio and Maritza Perez, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño, for Marta Poretti, Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And then locally, Father, for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, for the Christian Athletic Association, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and for Fred and Carol Lewis. So, Lord, thank you that not only we share the Word of God right here in our place, but also we have families and physical places sharing the mighty power of God and the greatness of our God. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our life as a church body. And we pray that as the broker told us, there will be some offers coming for this property. We pray that you will give us the knowledge of your will. And Lord, we just told them, just tell us how many millions you're going to put on. And Lord, we just rely on you, knowing some people making an offer. You are first in our life, in our church, and we only make moves when you make the move. Reminds me what we're going to talk this morning about, the Ark of the Covenant. So Lord, trusting in you, we leave this property and the other property and the mighty wisdom of our living God. Now, Father, we also are grateful for the provision that we have in our church. We cannot operate in our church. We cannot move on in the way we do unless your people love you and gave an offering to support the church. And we thank you, Father, for each family who sacrificially gave to the ministry. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So now, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Exodus. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 94. We will be reading Exodus chapter 25, verses 1, chapter 25, verses 10 and 11. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Exodus chapter 25, verses 10 and 11. And they shall make an ark of shittim wood, 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures, which we can study and guide us into all truth by the power of the Holy Spirit. We love your law, showing us your will and that which you have written on our hearts. We praise you and thank you for that mercy of mercies, sending your Son to perfectly keep the law on our behalf, that we may come boldly to the throne of grace. Father, we're not under the law. We thank you for that, but under grace, overcoming the weakness of the flesh. We are blessed to show that your sovereignty extends over all of creation. Help us to be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ's commands, to express our gratitude and our love for him. We pray now that you would bless our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to bring the message from the scriptures that you would have us hear today. Give us ears of understanding that we may be doers of the word, and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD. And if there be any listening who don't know you, we pray they would respond by believing the gospel and follow the Lord Jesus Christ and know the joy of your salvation. In his name we pray these things.